USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering expanded tax cuts to help Americans navigate the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said yesterday,
"We're looking at also considering a capital gains tax cut, which would create a lot more jobs."
Last week, the president did sign orders declaring more enhanced unemployment benefits, student loan forgiveness, and an eviction moratorium for the rest of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blaming Democrats for a lack of a new legislated economic stimulus package.
The Speaker of the House and the Senate Democratic Leader decided we would not deliver any of that.
A 51-year-old man allegedly threatened a Secret Service officer outside the White House yesterday afternoon. The suspect was shot in the torso and is currently in a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Much is made of gun violence in cities like Chicago. Well, there's a lot of it going on in the nation's capital as well. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with the latest.
Gun violence continues to rise in the District of Columbia. So far, over 580 people have been shot in the city this year, a rise of over 55%. Police are currently looking for at least four shooters that opened fire into a crowd of hundreds of people, killing one and injuring 22 others. 17-year-old Christopher Brown was killed, and an off-duty police officer was shot in the neck and remains in serious condition. At least 100 rounds were fired by what police believe to be at least four shooters on the scene.
A huge windstorm called a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday, knocking out power and leaving behind a trail of damage. It blew up in eastern Nebraska, spreading all the way to Ohio. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New study shows a strong connection between cannabis use in pregnant women and autism in their babies, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
President Trump now wants to delay the G7 economic summit until after November's election. It was supposed to be in September, after it was originally scheduled for June. Trump is this year's host, and he told reporters yesterday that he hasn't formally invited leaders, but said he would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin because he is, quote, an important factor. An actor, Antonio Banderas, yesterday on his 60th birthday announced on Instagram that he has coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.